It is time for the highly anticipated, the highly dependable, and the always informative golf tip of the week. Playoff style.
And in case our listeners didn't hear me, Jim, what time is it? You don't have to do it again.
Okay. You didn't have your mic on. So that wasn't my error. That was your error.
Jim, what time is it?
E3.
Yeah, exactly. All right, this week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays Golf Polarized Golf Eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. There's a lot of players that this week's performance does impact moving on or not. Obviously, every week that we play out here has implications for future years. I think if you let that consume you, it's a dangerous thing. I'm going to go try and play great golf and kind of see where the cards fall.
That's a brand, that was like was said this week.
Yes, yesterday probably.
Yeah. Probably. So, listen, Greg, FYI, a good quote of the week is something that's been proven over history, said a while ago.
I don't do these.
Yes, you do. I know you do.
I don't do them.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So this week's Tip of the Week Dumb It Down.
Dumb It Down.
So, interestingly enough, we were talking about Rachel Heck, right?
Right.
In playing in,
she ain't no dummy.
In playing in the U.S. Women's Amateur and not playing a lot of golf.
Right.
So basically what she took the philosophy of doing is dumbing down her golf game.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, if you're out there hitting 10,000 balls a day and you're working it right to left and you're working it left to right and you go out and you play golf, well, you've got the opportunity to be able to sit there and say, all right, I'm going to hit this with a little four-yard draw, five-yard draw, something like that, or I'm going to fade this around the corner, something of that effect. Well, when you're only playing once a week, and maybe only practicing once a week,
or less,
you need to forget about all that minutia.
Right.
You need to just dumb it down.
Okay.
If you know that your 7-iron goes 150 yards, and you've got 156 yards to the pin, well, you can either hit a 6-iron and be a little bit past the hole, or hit a 7-iron and be a little bit short of the hole.
Okay.
Take it down to the bare simple facts. Don't sit there and, well, I'm going to hit a little draw, or I want to fade this, or I want to hook this, or I want to slice this. No, forget all that. You aren't playing enough, you aren't practicing enough to be able to try and maneuver the golf ball. Just try to get up there and hit the ball the distance that the club goes and let whatever happens, happens. If you don't put a lot of spin on it with that 7-iron, well, that ball might land and roll out a few yards and you might get 153 out of it instead of 150. Or your 6-iron, you might hit it, it might just stop, might back up a little bit, you might have less. So, folks, when you're out there playing, I don't want you to sit out there and look at a shot and say, well, I'm going to hit this little fade over this bunker. Why not try hitting it straight first? And when you get up to hit your second shot into the green, decide whether you want to be below the hole or above the hole. If you want to be above the hole, take one club more. If you want to be below the hole, take one club less. But dumb it down. That's just how easy this game really can be. That is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. If you stop by Shady Rays in the Kierlin Commons in Scottsdale, if you've not, you've got to get to the store. You're missing out on an incredible variety of styles in the Shady Rays golf line that are at the Kierlin Commons store. And remember, you scratch them, you break them, you even lose them, Shady Rays covers you with the best leading industry satisfaction guarantee. And right now, you can get 30% off with a Bunker to Bunker special. Just mention the code B2B at the Scottsdale store or online at Shady Rays. And Shady Rays, live hard, we got you.